If you're tired of dieting and stepping on the scale, you're lacking energy and confidence, and you're ready to harness your inner athlete, then you're in the right place. I'm Sherry Chaban, and in each episode, I'll help you to rebuild your fitness identity and empower your deepest transformation so that health and fitness are not just what you do, but who you are. What's up, athletes? Welcome back to the show. Omega-3 is a vital nutrient that's essential for overall health and well-being. But there's a problem. It's often a challenge to obtain enough and sufficient amounts of omega-3 through diets alone. Now, I'm not big on pills, and I'm certainly not a pill pusher. But there are certain supplements that are just non-negotiable, vitamin D being one of them, and omega-3 the other. Now, most Americans are already deficient in omega-3 due to lack of this nutrient in their diets. Joining us today is Karina Bellizzi. With her passion and dedication to omega-3, she spent years in the field advocating for its benefits and helping people understand its significance. Karina explains, if you're not consuming fish 3 to 4 times a week, you're likely not getting enough omega-3. Now, how many of us consume fish that many times every week? This deficiency can manifest in various ways, such as dry skin, brain fog, attention and focus issues, and even sleep disturbances. This episode serves as a comprehensive guide on the power of omega-3 and its impact on our health. In this episode, Karina and I dive into the importance of omega-3, the benefits it provides, and how it can address deficiencies in our diets. Join me as I speak with Karina, an omega-3 expert and pro-planet health advocate who shares her insights and expertise on this essential nutrient. All right, athletes, now here are the key takeaways that you're going to be walking away with today. Number one, omega-3 fatty acids are essential for our health, but are often lacking in our diets. Number two, algae-based omega-3 supplements are sustainable and bioavailable alternative to fish oil. Number three, omega-3 supports heart health, brain health, and overall well-being. Number four, testing omega-3 levels can help determine if supplementation is necessary. And finally, number five, a well-rounded supplement regimen should include a multivitamin, omega-3s, and greens. All right, athletes, we're just about to dive into it. But before we do that, super exciting news. If you are on Android, head on over to Google Play and download the HitDex app that just launched a few days ago and is ready for you to explore and experience. Now, remember that if you rate and subscribe this podcast, take the screenshot and send it on over to sherry@sherrychaban.com. You're going to receive a $500 voucher to join me in Transformation in Paradise this November, November 25 to December 2nd in Costa Rica. Now, we are already half booked. We are 3.5 months away, so don't delay. If you have questions about the retreat, feel free to contact me. You can jump on a call and I'll help make sure that it's the right fit for you. All right, now let's get into it. Hi, Karina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry. So good to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here and excited also to talk a little bit about supplements today, especially omega-3, because we all need this and many of us are a little bit unaware as to why it's so important to have it and what the benefits are. And also if we are deficient in omega-3 in general. So I understand that you are an omega-3 expert and you're a pioneer in new nutrition categories and also, more importantly, a pro-planet health advocate.
Yes, I am. Been a little activist since I was probably, well, too young to talk, let's just say. No, as it stands, I just love omega-3s for one primary reason, and that's because they're essential to health and hard to get in our diets, hard to get enough of. And so it's one of those key things that supplementing can really help. And that's why I've dedicated 20 years of my professional career so far to this space with no sign of slowing. So yes, passion and purpose all aligned in one.
Amazing. Yeah. And that's the other thing too about you that I picked up from our conversation last week when we first connected is you are this badass powerhouse woman, this boss babe, And you have helped grow one of the most well-known omega-3 companies in the world. And so I'll let you share that story in just a moment. But first, I'm really curious before we even get there, because I'm always curious about patterns and I'm curious about people in general, and especially somebody so driven as you and very well balanced. It's not just about driving to grow something that's really important and impactful, but also respectful to the environment and to the planet. And so I'm just super curious, Karina, how did you get to this place? What is it in you that you think is your superpower that just had you become this badass babe that you are today?
Well, I don't know if it's exactly a superpower, but I am intensely curious. And so being curious about things like why people do the things they do, how I can better help people understand something as simple and complex as omega-3s, and also just really having this drive to want to help people achieve more than they thought was possible. I mean, I know that you're really big in the fitness world. I was somebody who, as a child, was always told, oh, well, you're never going to be a runner. You're too slow, things like that. And I became a marathoner. I even finished the Boston Marathon back in 2009. Now, my distance running days are behind me, but I now have this feather in my cap and this assurance that, you can do sometimes what you don't think is possible. And so I don't know if that's a superpower, but it's this innate sense of curiosity, of wanting to discover what's behind an issue, and of also not being satisfied with the no that I'm given. And I think that has made me powerful in the world of sales. When I hear no, I get motivated to get to yes. It's a different skill set that somehow I found was innate in me. Perhaps that's a little bit of the rebel of not wanting to accept the status quo. But even in college, when I was told, 50% of this class will fail my class, that's when I would get excited and engaged, because I knew that it was going to be difficult, but that I'd learn a lot. And I think that when you have that kind of fire in your belly, that drive to succeed, the understanding that not every path is going to be easy, that you're set up to handle rejection and to handle a little bit of failures and bumps in the road, so that you don't get so overwhelmed that you are in a position where you no longer can act. You can't, you get kind of stymied, you get stagnant because you've had too much of that overwhelm sense. So it takes a lot for me to be overwhelmed. And yeah, I think that's how I would summarize it.
Wow, so powerful. I had this story, this little conversation I had with my daughter earlier today, and she has this dream of becoming an actor, and she's really amazing. So she just did a play a couple weeks ago, and I never actually watched her perform. I mean, I always see her in her room and she's always dressing up and singing and stuff, but I had never actually saw her on stage and perform. And I was so moved. I was that mom who's sitting in the front, who's like smiling really big, and my eyes are leaking at the same time, and I'm taking the videos, and I'm just, oh my God, I can't believe it. And we had this conversation today where she said, Mom, I want to be an actor, but I'm already telling people, and everyone's saying it's so hard and it's going to be impossible and all of these things. And one of the first things I said to her was, Kiara, expect it. Everyone's going to tell you it's impossible. If you want to change your health and fitness, people will say it's impossible. They're going to tell you that you can't do it or it's so hard, and they're going to dissuade you from it. And so I said to her, number one, expect that. And then number two, always ask yourself, well, who is giving me this advice? And where is this coming from? And is it legitimate advice? Is it advice from a person who's already done it, who's gone through the struggle, who can give me something positive and something that would serve me? Or is it just going to delay what it is that I want to create?
Well, and I just think acting in particular is one of those games that you really have to stick to. And you have to have that stick-to-itiveness, because you might not be the flavor of the week this week, but next year something happens and it's like, oh no, we need this person. And in that particular field, the no's you get could be for any number of reasons. I mean, there was one individual who, I can't remember his name now, but he created an entire podcast about how Tom Hanks rejected him, and eventually got to the point where he was actually able to have Tom Hanks come on his podcast and talk about it. And it was one of those things where this guy's an actor, right? He's having a hard time making it, but he's on Band of Brothers, right? And then Tom Hanks comes up in one scene or something, sees him perform, and basically just says, I don't think this guy's a fit anymore. So he's no longer part of the cast, and this would-be opportunity disappears. So he kind of created this podcasting career out of it, and then later got connected to Tom Hanks. He's now, you know, he's having his own successes in Hollywood. And I think this is part of what it takes in any business to be successful, is you have to be willing to accept a no, and you also have to learn from those things and be creative about your approach. Now, did this individual ever expect to be able to connect with Tom Cruise in a deep and meaningful way? I don't know, but he got there, and that's pretty amazing. I'll have to look it up and send it to you after the fact, so perhaps you can share it with your community.
Right. So impressive. And it's interesting too, because that's the same character trait that we see in every single person who's succeeded. And this is really what it's about. And even when it comes to health and fitness, if you have that audacity, if you have that ability to keep showing up, getting the right advice, being in the right room, continuing to work on it. If something didn't work out, it's not me. There's maybe a system. There's maybe something that I'm missing. And you're on this constant pursuit and determination that no matter what, you're going to make this happen. Then 100% it's going to happen. And I think there's also this level of belief that you have to have, this yes. faith, certainty, this knowing, and that you are deserving of it. Because when we are deserving of something, we are in the place of receivership. And that's where things can actually start to manifest, and we can start to make things happen. And so along those lines, coming back to Omega 3, because again, why was that so important to you? I know you had shared with me that you helped grow this company many, many, many folds. And why was Omega 3 important to you? And why did that pique your curiosity?
So the long story, and I'll try to keep this as succinct as possible for everybody. But, you know, I studied anthropology and archaeology in school. I wasn't aiming at being in the field of health and nutrition. But when I came into it, I fell in love with it. And part of it was just community. And part of it was that I felt like I was among like-minded individuals who wanted to make the world a better place by helping people be as healthy as they can. And so I had worked already for a few years in the natural products industry. I was helping people formulate products, in many cases with herbal extracts that had, you know, some traditional science to them, but not a lot of really fundamental, let's say, gold standard level of research behind them, that were double blind, placebo controlled, and really repeated with a lot of efficacy, right? Mm-hmm. And then this opportunity came up at Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals was a very small company at that time, very small, but showing early successes, right? They were less than $1 million a year in annual revenues. They were primarily a professional brand. So sold through doctors, medical professionals, chiropractors, things like that, right? And they had this crazy kind of perspective where they were going to change the way people saw omega-3s by producing them in, you know, little soft gels that were flavored, so they tasted like bubble gum and things like that, so that the fish oil didn't have to be fishy, right? Now, people will still experience a little bit of a repeat or burp back, but their fish oil was so fresh that it was more like, you know, let's say a fresh salmon, as opposed to something that has been sitting out on the dock for a while. So they really did revolutionize how people could consume their omega-3s. So I came on board as their head of sales for retail division, which was, you know, fledgling by comparison to the rest of the company. I led the sales, marketing, and education efforts of the company. And by the time I departed, 9 years later, the company was essentially at over $100 million in annual revenues in 36 markets around the globe, meaning different countries. And I was directly responsible for 72% of the business, and indirectly connected to every other thing that we did, including launches in those international markets, recruiting people, and ultimately getting in some really leading medical professionals who would ultimately be a part of how we got our message out into the world. And so I spent a lot of time in the research, omega-3, proven time and again for not only heart health, but brain health and all of these things that it can really do for you. But I also started to become disillusioned with fishing. And I really started to feel like the vernacular I was, you know, told to express to the world, like, we have sustainable fishing practices and Nordic Naturals is among the best in that arena, but nobody is really patrolling these waters, and illegal fishing still occurs. And I had essentially started to doubt whether there was any commercial fishing operation that could truly be sustainable. I saw that, for instance, our oceans are warming, that they're becoming more acidic. With these changes, we also see rises in problems like algae blooms that are out of control because the acidity has changed. We have pollution in the waters. You have things like, nuclear waste going into waters around Japan. You have issues with PCBs, dioxins, furans, which are like flame retardants, all of these things finding their way into our food supply. And so I shifted my focus from this world of fish oil and bounty of research on omega-3s, EPA and DHA. Well, guess what? EPA and DHA, they start out in algae. And so we have gotten to a place in the world where our technology has enabled us to harness the full power of algae without going to fish in the first place. And so back in 2016, I started working in the space of algae, and I haven't looked back since. We are able to isolate not only the EPA and DHA, but actually get the omega-3s in the most bioavailable form, more bioavailable than fish oil by 3 times. And that is polar lipids. So it's the phospholipids, glycolipids. These are the things that you've heard about if you've heard about krill oil and people say, oh, you can take a smaller pill, but it's similar in its effect. Well, it's similar in its effect because it's more bioavailable. And now we don't even have to go to krill for that. We can go to algae. And so that's really where my creative juices continue to flow because I'm really just impassioned about all the things that omega-3s can do to support your health. And now I know I can go to the most sustainable source. It's viable, regenerative nutrition. It's got circularity built into the business model because algae grows exponentially and can be grown using the same resource over and over. Clean energy, brackish water, so not taking from potable drinking supplies, and also not getting exposed to the contaminants, not negatively impacting our marine ecosystems, and at the same time, being part of our climate solution because guess what? Algae sequesters carbon, and algae also produces oxygen. More than half of the oxygen we breathe comes not from forests, but from algae, macroalgae, seaweeds, and also microalgae.
Amazing. Ultimately, sustainability essentially is where you're at. So for a person, let's say, who's so unaware of whether or not they need omega-3 or they're lacking omega-3 in their diet, what are some symptoms that can come up for them that could start to maybe give them some signs that they would need to start to supplement?
Well, I think the first answer to that question is that most Americans are already sorely deficient in omega-3s, EPA and DHA, because they're stripped from would be our food supply of them. They're essentially less shelf stable than omega-6 oils. And so when you see all the cooking oils on the shelves, they've actually stripped out the omega-3 to make them last just a little bit longer in that bottle, right? And so you aren't getting it from traditional food supplies unless you're eating fish 3 to 4 times a week. And we're talking about a serving of fatty fish that is hopefully low on the food chain so you don't get a bunch of toxins with it, right? So sardines, anchovies, mackerel, salmon, and also herring, right? So those are the smash fish, SMASH. So if you're not doing that, and most people aren't, then you're not getting enough omega-3. It's an essential fat, and the reason it's called essential is that you need to consume it from your diet or you're going to have degrading health. And that doesn't mean you can't subsist, because guess what? Our bodies are really good at absorbing fat, and we will use available fats that are in our system to do the things that are needed. However, omega-3s in particular, and in particular EPA and DHA, are involved in essentially allowing your body to return to homeostasis after an inflammatory event. Homeostasis is balance. Your body wants to be in balance. And so if you stub your toe, it gets inflamed and red. It's supposed to. This is part of the inflammatory process. You need that to happen so your body knows to send white blood cells and basically all the little repair drones to the area so that you can heal, right? But after that occurs, if that inflammation doesn't go back down, you have all sorts of things that can happen as a negative effect afterwards. And that can be degradation of your cartilage. That's the rampant inflammation. It increases your cortisol levels and it does all sorts of negative things in the body. And so providing enough omega-3 in a consistent and regular way essentially allows your body to return to that normal, that baseline, the everyday, so that you can be healthy. If you don't have it present, then your cell walls of every cell in your body aren't going to be as fluid and flexible. They'll likely be more rigid because they'll be made up of more saturated fats or other fats. That means that they won't traffic nutrients as well, eliminate toxins as well. Your mitochondria won't be able to produce ATP energy as well. And so there's all of these things that just don't happen as well. So because of that, it's very hard to put your finger on it and go, oh, well, I have dry skin because of this. Well, it might be one of the things that leads to your dry skin, or you're, you know, have brain fog. Well, it might be one of the things that leads to you having, you know, less clear thinking. You might have attention or focus issues. Could be one of the things contributing to that. But, you know, your diet, your lifestyle, your exercise, all of those things are important. Active sleep. Well, guess what? When you don't get enough omega-3, your body is less able to produce the hormones needed to have healthy sleep. And so it's just a no-brainer. Half the fat in our brain and eyes is made up specifically of DHA. We know that when people get enough DHA, that they tend to have a better mood. Mm-hmm. We know that when they get enough omega-3 overall, that they tend to feel a little bit better. And, you know, the things I hear from people when they start supplementing with an omega-3, especially if they've never done it before, is that, I don't know, what am I supposed to feel? I know when they're saying that, when they ask me the question, that they've noticed something and they're curious. One was a friend who's an actor. We mentioned acting. He's in, you know, Southern California, and he does a lot of putting himself out there on videos and stuff like that. And he's like, what am I supposed to notice? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, tell me how you're feeling. What's going on? And he said, you know, I'm just starting to have really clear memories of things that happened a long time ago, as if they happened yesterday. My dreams are more vivid. And this isn't something I expected, you know? And I have another friend who she cleans my house every 2 weeks. You know, she came from my community. We've become friends over the years. I gave her my omega-3. Actually, I put her on the DHA formula because she has a family history of Alzheimer's. I also have a family history of Alzheimer's, so I work to get as much DHA as possible. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I take 3 a day. When I take 2, I don't notice it as much. But when I get to 3 and I take 3 every day, my vision seems clearer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, there's enough evidence to back that up that I can say, yes, it's probably related. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these things are not always as easy as putting your finger on it, like right there. Okay, that's from this. But magically, as if magically, and this is from, you know, years and years of research, we have an ability to check our levels. And this company called OmegaQuant produced this test called the Omega-3 test, the Omega-3 Index test. And they have identified what level is most associated with overall health. And that level is 8% to 12%. Most Americans test around 3 to 4. And so we need to get our levels up as much as possible. And when we get to 8, you know, Dr. Bill Harris, who created this test, it's a company I'm not affiliated with. He said plainly that we see a drop in all cause mortality. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me. So I work to get close to that 8% as possible. And presently, I've been going through a shift where I'm not consuming as much fish, largely because of these overfishing issues, but also from an ethical standpoint, I'm trying to do less animal products overall. And because of that, I've been amping up my levels of omega-3s. I took my new baseline where I was just taking 2 of our soft gels, a single serving of Orlo each day. And my baseline, taking just 2 soft gels without a lot of other dietary sources of omega-3, EPA and DHA, was 6.5%, 6.37 to be exact, right? So I could see in that my lipid profile, what my EPA and DHA levels are, and all these other omega-3s and other fatty acids too. And I knew from that, like, if I just increase my dosage to 3 per day, I'm probably going to get to that 8%. So I'm able to tailor my dosage using a test that costs $50. Right. Now, if I went through my insurance, this test would cost me probably $100, because guess what? Your medical office doesn't cover it, right? And they pad everything. So I just can go direct to OmegaQuant. Now, the beautiful thing is that Orlo, with all of our new subscribers and this Tested By You program, is going to offer our new subscribers of this Tested By You program the ability to check their baseline and then check again after 4 months of supplementation. Wow. So with their first 6 months, they get two tests, a $100 value, in addition to our already low prices for subscribers. Mm-hmm. So we're doing things just a little bit differently at Orlo Nutrition, and we're putting our money where our mouth is because we believe and we know that people will see a big difference.
Amazing. You're going to definitely hook us up with that link, and we're going to add it to the show notes because that is a beautiful offer. And like you said, it is a no-brainer. And what's so interesting about what you were sharing is all of these negative side effects of not having enough omega-3. And what's so interesting is that I believe society has gone to this place where we've just accepted that it's okay to have bad sleep. That's normal. It's okay to feel crappy. That's normal. It's okay to be absent-minded sometimes. It's okay. It's okay to have some problems in the stomach. It's okay to be in constant inflammation. And so we've made all of these baseline unwell symptoms completely normal to us.
Right.
And we've just learned to live with it. Right. And so how do we create more awareness then? How do we start to educate ourselves in a way that is so powerful and so serving, where we can almost start to tap into exactly what is missing from our overall diet or our overall health?
Well, I think the best way for people, frankly, is to lean into their own curiosity and discovery. Now, there are some fantastic podcasts out there like your own that can help people understand what they're perhaps doing wrong about their health and how they can fix it. But you also need to be careful of where you're getting that information from, because there are plenty of people out there that are just sharing bad information without any credentials. And so, you know, there are some, I think, medical doctors who have their own podcasts that are actually very focused, well-informed, provide good, balanced information, and give people real tools. I like to listen to a few. There's one that I love called Confessions of a Male Gynecologist by Dr. Sean Tassone. It's, you know, really kind of disarming, and he is such an advocate for women and helps them achieve better hormonal health through his advice. Just think he's fantastic. And he also is only really puts out into the world about 4 supplements that he thinks people should take, specifically women. Just because I think we can get overburdened and say, oh, well, I heard I should take this and I should take that, and I'm going to biohack my way to existence. And, you know, that might work for some people, but most people don't have $300 a month to spend on supplements. And so you can follow people who are going to give you good practical advice. Another is Dr. William Lee. I've actually had him on my podcasts a few times. I host a show on behalf of Orlo Nutrition, which can be found on our website. And then I also host Care More, Be Better, which is another show that's more social impact and sustainable leaning. So ultimately, you can seek out individuals that are going to give great advice. And then I also just think there's power in reading. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we might look to social media for some of what we want to look at, but, you know, you can go to the Mayo Clinic's website and they will give you some practical information about different supplements out there. They'll give you the good and the bad, right? So some of these resources can help you see the forest through the trees and divorce hype from truth, because there's a lot of hype out there. And while, you know, companies like Orlo Nutrition, which is rooted in the science, rooted in technology, we are committed to showing the world how omega-3s from algae can be a better, more viable option, precisely because we can create them in this way. We can harness their full power, release them in the polar lipid form, which essentially means that omega-3 can get right into your blood cells. You'll never burp fish. You won't have these negative things happen, right? And you'll realize a benefit more quickly than you would if you took fish oil at a much higher dose for a longer period of time. So, you know, we're all about efficacy. We're getting to this space where we're saying, you know, we can even release a protein from these nutrition sources. So that will be something else coming down the pike fairly soon. We've even harnessed the vitamin B12 from our spirulina. Oh. And this is actually an immunity boost product. So it's just our spirulina with a smattering of other B vitamins and vitamin D3 mm-hmm. and a water solubilized form. And you can just squirt it in your mouth. It's bright blue and tastes a little sweet because it's got a little bit of sorbitol in there to help stabilize, but also sweeten it. I can hold that up. You can see it's blue on my finger, even just that little smudge. But, you know, that product itself, our spirulina, grows vitamin B12 in the methylated form. And, you know, there's a lot of junk supplements out there that don't include methylated form of B vitamins, which are not as absorbable for a lot of people. So, you know, look for better absorption, look for good quality, look for companies that are really connected to the source. In the case of Orlo, we are the source because Vaxa Technologies, our parent company, they provide our omegas, they provide the spirulina. And so we just do things in a very responsible way, and we're able to share that transparently with the world.
So good. I think that's really important to pinpoint and mention as well today, because a lot of us just go to our local pharmacy and we pick up supplements, which unfortunately are not that inexpensive, but also not very effective because the quality is low and the concentration of whatever nutrients or supplements are in there are also very low. And so for in terms of bioavailability, we don't actually end up absorbing the quantities that we actually need to really make an impact. So speaking about sustainability, and I feel that someone may be listening today and thinking, oh my goodness, I feel so overwhelmed. There's so many things I have to do around my health and fitness. And now I also have to get these supplements and I have to be constantly purchasing them every month, and really becomes almost a form of an investment. So what advice would you have around those thoughts or those limitations?
Well, I think people have to get real with what their health plan is. And your health plan isn't just going to the doctor once a year. If that's your health plan, then setting yourself up for failure long term. We don't have a medical system here that is set up to support your health. We have a sick care system. So essentially, you need to advocate for yourselves every day. There are people who set aside a budget specifically for health management, which can even include things like mental wellness, so that you're, you know, using something like maybe it's betterhelp.com or something like that, where you check in with someone periodically. You know, you have a life event that occurs. We all confront this. In my life, I had a guinea pig that expired last week, and it created mental trauma for everyone in our household, and perhaps a bigger way than we expected, right? And so we have to think about, you know, budgeting for these things so that we can get the support we need when we need it. But setting ourselves up for success long term is also about doing things like committing to, you know, a food journal or something simple, so you're tracking what you're eating and how you feel eating it. So you eat the right things as opposed to eating the things that make you feel like crap. So you can track your activity levels and make time for the healthy things, build healthier habits, like, you know, having a good sleep hygiene routine. I'm going to go to bed at 9 p.m. if I need to be asleep by 9:30. I'm going to stop playing with my electronic devices an hour or two before that. I'm going to have put my dishes in the sink, in the dishwasher, 3 hours before I went to bed, so I don't have this full stomach and maybe even get heartburn from having a spicy dinner because I'm laying down so soon after eating it. So a lot of these things are just practical. They're practical choices. It doesn't mean that you have to have a very expensive supplementary regime, as an example. You need to eat real food. You need to eat on a relative frequency that is good for your body. And this can be different for different people. Some respond really well to intermittent fasting. Some don't so much. Some people respond better to eating small meals throughout the day because they can keep better satiated and they feel like they've got a more consistent, healthy energy level. That might work better for somebody who has a metabolism that just seems to hum and fire. So, you know, as it stands, you find what works well for you. I really don't think that people need to be spending an arm and a leg on, you know, what their supplementary regimen is. I think there are a few core that I would always point to. You know, typically a well-rounded whole foods-based supplement, just a multivitamin that covers the bases, that has the methylated forms of the B vitamins, that has folate, not folic acid, that contains a healthy dose of vitamin C, vitamin D3, not D2, hopefully also has vitamin K2 or MenaQ7, or vitamin K7, you know, MK7 specifically, so that you have better absorption of these nutrients and that you consistently get them throughout your week, month, year. And then an omega-3. And if you don't consume vegetables twice, three times a day, and I mean like a serving of spinach and arugula and whatever, like green leafies, then you might want to consider a greens product. I know Athletic Greens is a great product that's out there broadly. If people listen to podcasts at all, they have probably heard of it. Or you can even just get any brand that you would find in a health food store, greens. I really like Miracle Greens myself, or Macro Greens. That's the company name. It used to be called Miracle Greens, and now they're Macro Greens. I've known JR and Sylvia, the owners and founders of that company, for a long, long time. Very high quality, affordable, tastes great, mixes with smoothies. I love making smoothies. So, you know, I've even known some of our customers who say they don't like swallowing pills. Our pills are small. They're algae-based pills themselves too. They're easy to swallow because they're soft gels, but I mean, they were sneaking it into their kids' smoothies by throwing a couple soft gels in the blender with their greens and their protein and everything else, you know, and then just try to eat what you like, what you enjoy, but focus on getting more healthy things.
Right. I love what you said, Karina, about really getting clear on your health journey and your health goals, essentially, because whenever we use the word expensive, or whenever I hear someone say, oh, that sounds expensive, my answer or my question back is, compared to what, right? Oh, spending $100 a month on supplements sounds expensive. Yeah, but compared to what? If I had to think about what I would do to correct a problem instead of prevent a problem, there is a different investment. And so I always encourage people to work on prevention, and ultimately it's an investment, because it ends up costing us way more to correct that thing or that disease or to overcome that struggle that we're having later once it is full blown. And so our health and fitness is a bank account, and when we start to look at it that way, and for every small thing that I do for myself, I consider that an investment towards my health that pays off later, then that becomes a no-brainer. Because we sometimes find it so easy to spend $100 on a sushi meal in 30 minutes than it is to spend on supplements that will last a full month and then also give us health and optimal vitality. And so I think it's just a matter of rewiring the brain and really coming to that place where it's so clear as to what is important, what is urgent right now that I have to really work on, and what that's going to do not only to serve me, but also to serve everyone else around me who I love, and ultimately what I want to be as a role model to them. So
yeah. Well, there's something else to bring up here, because if you're taking a daily multivitamin that covers some of these nutritional gaps that you might have, you're less likely to crave unhealthy foods. You're perhaps not going to need to buy that Starbucks like giant $6 drink. You won't necessarily be driven to do that. So it could ultimately end up saving you money on the short term too, not just like that health bank account, so to speak, but really, you know, helping you make sounder choices through your day to day, because you're getting the right nutrition. Your body is essentially in a state to thrive. And then you aren't going to have some of these immense, like, let's say, sugar cravings or other things that kind of take over.
Yeah, well said. Amazing. I've loved this conversation so much, Karina. So if somebody wanted to reach out to learn more about you or to grab the supplements that we spoke about today, where can they go to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to find orlonutrition.com, and we're at Orlo Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram. You can message us directly there. I'm easy to find too. I think I'm the only Karina Belizzi there is. And on Instagram, if you wanted to reach me directly, I'm at Karina Belizzi. Same thing on TikTok. And on LinkedIn, I'm the only Karina Belizzi I know of too. So really easy to find me and reach out. Suffer from like the Smith syndrome of having a last name everyone has. So
amazing. Thank you.
Makes life easy.
Conversation.
Thank you so much too. I'd like to close with one more thing just for everyone to think about. You basically have just a few pillars in your control to support your health journey. You have what you consume. You have what you drink. These things are all relatively easy to figure out. You have how active you are, the things that you do to be active, and then you have your sleep. And if we get those four things dialed, you'll sleep better if you're active. You know, for me, when I lift weight and when I'm like going up into my weight class and starting to lift more and spend a little more energy, I sleep like a baby. And when I was running marathons, when I was going up in my miles, you know, it's the same thing. I would sleep so soundly. So we can't forget that when we are our most active and our most fit, that we also are in a situation where we're expending nervous energy, we're working our worries away, we're getting into the rhythm of something, which is its own kind of meditation. And you know what? You will feel much better if you just get those four things dialed. Now, omega-3s can help on all of those four spaces too. You know, not necessarily hydration so much, but you know, it's going to support your cellular health, elimination of toxins, things like that too, which all, again, sleep, drink enough water, hydration, right? The right food for you, and that's going to look different than it looks to somebody else, and sleep. So
good. So much value there. Thank you so much for that beautiful share.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. This has been my absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fall in Love with Fitness. Whether you're already on your fitness journey or just getting started, we're in this together. Just head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review, and you'll be entered into the drawing to win my 6-week transformation course. Then go to fallinlovewithfitness.com and get your free gift from me so you get back your energy and reinvigorate your life. Join me on the next episode, and remember, you are an inspiration.